Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's the What day is it? It's Wednesday show, isn't it? Wednesday? Yeah, it's the 19th of October. We're getting close to Halloween. Are you ready for Halloween? I kind of enjoy this time of the year. I love the holiday season. Something maybe, well, it's a long story about my youth and not being able to celebrate things the way I wanted to. As a child, I was kind of like, oh. So, what are we going to do today? We're going to talk to dead people. Famous people, not so famous people, your ancestors. So I want you to call in, really, call in today. Let's talk to some ancestors. Now, when we talk to your ancestors or even famous people that you may have a question to about, it might help you, might help humanity in general, or you want to keep it specific to you. Maybe you have something going on in your life and you think this famous person could give you some information that could benefit you. And so, because they can't observe you, and once they connect with your energy, excuse me, I got something stuck on my throat. It'll be better. They can connect to you through me, or they know who you are. You know, it's like we're all interconnected. This energy force or energy field is amazing that we all connect together. We're on this, I guess you'd call this a web. There's an energy web. The universal web that we're all connected together. Believe it or not, it's absolutely true. We're all connected. So your energy is connected to their energy. So if you're putting a thought out to a famous person or a relative or somebody that passed, they're connecting with you. Doesn't always mean they want to talk to you, though. That's kind of funny thing about it. You know, sometimes they're busy. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to connect with whoever we connect with. Now, I really want callers. I don't know. So we can do this. Now, I did have a request from a friend. And the request was, is there a message from Johnny Cash, the singer, songwriter, amazing human being, him and June Carter? I guess that was one of the great loves in show business. And John, as a human, went through a lot of tribulation and problems and difficulties, and he overcame them, had a great deal of faith and developed his faith and accepted his faith as he went on in his life. So the question is, I've used the word so a lot. That's my words, where word filler, my sentence filler is so. Okay, we'll get past that. I want to just see if there's a message for him, from him in general. Now, if there's anybody else out there that wants, you want to get a message from, if you're in the chat room, give me a name and see if we can get some messages. I have some articles too, if we fall flat on the messages from famous people. I do have some articles I thought were rather interesting that we can cover, but I'd rather take your suggestions of people that we can talk to in the non-physical world, and maybe I'll come up with some. Too. Maybe some will pop in while we're doing this, and hopefully I'll know the names, because if I don't know the name, it's hard for them to connect with me. It's kind of like they have to kind of pop in and connect with my name a little bit, or connect their name to, well, you know what I mean. I have to kind of know their name to identify with them. And if you give me a name, that helps me to connect with their energy. You with me? Okay, let's get back to Mr. Cash and see what we get from him. First word I get is misunderstood. A lot of his life was misunderstood. The problems that people perceived and the reason for the problems received were misunderstood. The soul was in pain much of his life. When he rediscovered his connection to the Lord, or Jesus, he allowed his soul to be free. But his thought for you people in general, and specific for the person is questioning or asking about him, is that you don't need that connection. You don't need that connection. You already have a connection. You already have a connection with the divine. To put a name on the connection is not important for you or anyone, really, because you already have that connection. All you have to do is open your heart and your soul to that connection. It is already there for you, always there for you. You just need to allow the connection to be full and complete. And this is for all of humanity. You look for a bridge to the divine, to God, to spirit. You don't need the bridge. I learned as I got older in my life and close to the end of my life that I didn't need the bridge. I didn't need that. Even, let's say, religion as a bridge. I had it already. I had it all my life, but I shut it down. Fear shut it down. My fear was that not being able to completely be myself, completely be the person. I had to play roles in my life. I had to play roles as a musician. I had to fit into certain boxes to be successful where I didn't want to fit into boxes. I wanted my abilities and talent to cross over into many different areas in my life, but they kept pushing me into boxes. And that's where my torment came, was being put into boxes. When I met my wife and we got together, there was a release in that, but I was still being pushed. I was still being felt like I had to be in this particular box to be successful, and I didn't want to be in this box. I wanted to transcend boxes, transcend genres of music and life. I wanted to be free of that. I was raised in a very conservative environment, but I wanted to go beyond that conservatism in helping humanity, beyond what was expected of me and beyond what I was capable of at the time. So as I got older and I got close to the end, I cut loose from the boxes. I allowed the boxes to fall away. I just decided to be me and allow that connection to be strong. And with that connection to God, to the universe, I was able to be free of all that and just be me. So my advice to other humans, don't let people put you in boxes. Don't let people try to frame your life around what they expect you to be doing. Be yourself. And once you're yourself, once you free yourself of those restrictions that other people put upon you, you can totally embrace that divine connection. You can totally up, and you don't need bridges to have it. You don't need it. You can have it in an instant. It's here right now for you. Just accept it. Don't let other people manipulate you and try to have you conform to what you need to be or should be. Okay, that's my message. So for the individual that was asking about the message, it was really about, you don't need bridges. You don't need something else to connect. You are already connected. Just allow the connection. Connect every day. Ask for it every day. Ask for those words, that wisdom, every day, and you'll get it. Your life will be directed in a very positive, lifting way. Thank you. Okay. I was actually channeling, so that's kind of where I went to this place of channeling, where the words kind of flowed through me from that individual. So if anybody else, anybody famous that you want to talk to, get a message from, or a family member, that's cool. And we can do that. I'd love to talk to, I enjoy talking to dead people. So in the meantime, while I'm waiting for you, and maybe I'll get a hit from somebody else that wants to come through, I'll jump into an article or two, and then I'll come back and we'll talk more from, we'll see who else might want to come through, some famous person, some personage, and we'll see. We'll go from there. But give me some names. Okay, I would appreciate some names. That way it makes it easier to try to connect. Okay. This is an article. A lot of these are from beliefnet.com, and they put out some really great articles, Christian, but also from many different spiritual practices. And I always find some really fascinating articles that you might find interesting. And this one is about 8 mantras we should all live by. I thought this was interesting. And the article is written by, who's it written by? It doesn't say. I always look for the author from BeliefNet, and this might be from just the editorial staff. So we all have special mantras that mean something special to us. We unbury them from our hearts and consciousness to pull us through difficulties and challenges. Mantras like letting it go, never give up, or life is too short are ageless and should be kept on a mental file. You know, mantras are like affirmations or intentions, and I believe in affirmations, that we continue to repeat an affirmation daily. It puts us into that mindset, because what we think is what we create, and it becomes our belief system. So if you can say things enough times, it becomes your belief system. And if it's a positive message, then that you have a positive belief system. It's like rewiring the brain. Mantras, affirmations rewire the brain, but you have to constantly use them to rewire. It doesn't happen quickly. It takes time. So let's see if any of these you want to use, maybe write them down, jot them down. I will post them on Facebook if you're with me on Facebook, and then you can look at them later. And maybe there's a 2 or 3 of them that you might want to use on a regular basis, and you can identify them. These are my new, these are my new affirmations, and I'm going to use them. So let me move to number 1 on the list. And I'll check back if anybody has anybody they want to communicate with. Ah, okay. Do you have a caller? Let me give you one of the mantras. I call them affirmations. They call them mantras. And then I'll take a caller and we'll see what dead people have to say. I love that. Let me get back to that. Where was I? 8 mantras. Do unto others. That was from Jesus, remember? If you're remembering the Bible days, right? Do unto others as you want others to do to you is a great way of getting the focus off of you. Serving others will make you happier, research says, and sometimes give you answers for your own life. They have an interesting interpretation of a do unto others. It's like giving to others what you would want to receive, showing others what you would want to receive, showing love because you want love, right? Being in service to others because you want people to be in service to you. So it's really about giving first to receive, giving first, being one who wants to give, to get. Now, that's an interesting way of putting it, too, because it's the way it is. Sometimes when I talk to people, they say, well, I need this or I need that, or I'm out of work and blah, 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 and I got these things going on in my life. And a lot of times the answer I'll get for people is really, you need to be in service. Get out there. Do things for other people. Be in service. Do unto others. Help other people. And by doing that, you're putting yourself out into the community, into the neighborhood, and things start coming back to you. You get a reciprocal action. Your thoughts and your actions come back to you. If you're showing love, if you're showing consideration, if you're doing things for other people, that comes back to you. Some people would call being laying karma in your life, laying positive karma in your life. So we'll get into the other one. So do unto others. You could say that doing unto others is being in service to others, putting yourself second in some cases, not necessarily for the reward, because the service itself is a reward. The feeling from doing it is a reward. And so what other famous people do you want to hear from, or well-known people or ancestors? Let me take a call, see if we're on the same wavelength, the same vibe today, or we're off in a different direction. Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me? My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Having a good day off.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, having a day off. So what's on Patty's mind?
Oh, I just wanted to see if there's anybody there in spirit that might like to send me a message at all. Do you want somebody specific or?
No, let me just see what I get. Okay, it's a female
Okay.
energy. We're talking ancestors here. We're not talking like, it's not Einstein, don't worry about it, or Mother Teresa or anything like that. And maybe she does have a message for us today. Well, that would be later. Yeah, I do have a message for her, but that's later. Okay, so let's get into your ancestor. It's a female. It's on your father's side of the family. Okay. It doesn't feel like a grandmother. It feels off to the side, like an aunt or a cousin or something like that related to your father. Okay? Follow me so far? I don't
Sort
get
of.
an I don't get a name, but I do know it's related to your, it's like it's directly related to your grandfather. Okay? Whatever it is, a female energy related to your grandfather. And I don't think it's your grandmother. So, well, let me just give you the message and see if it makes any sense to you. And then we'll
Okay.
do that, okay? So what is she trying to tell you? Wow. But I'm thinking you do this already, but she's saying honor yourself more. Honor yourself more. Are you selfless at times? Are you selfless at times? Are you a giver?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay,
Very
so
much so.
she's saying honor yourself more. It's about you sometimes. It's about honoring who you are, of doing things in respect for yourself.
Right.
I don't know if you understand what she's trying to tell you, but sometimes you don't do the little things for you that you should be doing for you, and you get frustrated at times because you don't. Okay? So to ease, she says it as, and this is how I hear it, to ease your soul, to ease your being in critical times, you need to honor yourself a little bit more. What else is
Okay.
she, what else is she saying? Paved a really good life for yourself, haven't you? You've paved a really good life for yourself. That's what I hear. And that road will continue for a while. That road will continue. It's like you're on this really cool road, is the picture I get. And I get this analogy a lot, but you're on this cool road, and she's saying it's going to continue on. Okay? There are no huge speed bumps coming in your life, so enjoy it. No
Well,
huge,
that's good. I think I'm
little,
just getting over
yeah,
them.
little speed bumps, but nothing huge, nothing big it coming up in your life in the near future. Okay? So you're in a
Oh.
good place. You're in a good place. But I'm going to get back to that expression she keeps telling me about you is to honor yourself. All of your family is saying that you need to honor yourself more. 'Cause you're a precious being. You're a precious soul. And there's a lot of clapping and saying thank you for being who you are and being in service to others. Now be in service to you. Wow,
I get
got it.
that. I think I tend to do from others more than I do myself sometimes.
Well, they want you to be in service to yourself, and just think about that. Little things every
Okay.
day. Okay.
All righty.
Excellent. Enjoy it. So remember, you got a paved road in front of you. Little baby speed bumps, not a big ones. Every time you get to a speed bump, ask for help. You'll get over them.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye now. That was kind of fun. See, that's what we're doing, talking to dead people. Your family members, they want to encourage you. They want to lift you up and get you to the next place in life. And sometimes they have to kick you in the butt a little bit and say, "Hey, take care of yourself more," or "Do this or do that," because they can be a little blunt, I guess is a good word for it, when they're talking to you. And I like That's what I like to do. I don't do this as much as I did, but anytime if I'm on the radio and you want to talk to an ancestor, just tell me. Whatever the topic I'm on, whatever I'm getting into, just do it. Just do it. So let me get something. Let me see, because I got Mother Teresa. I got something about Mother Teresa. And let me just see if there is a. a message, and I'll just kind of tune in. Here's how I hear it. I'm following up from the message that you got earlier. Oh, this is really strong energy. Wow, this is really powerful. Okay, let me give it to you. Okay, I'm following up from what was said earlier about no bridges, no need to have someone else connect you to God, to the universe, that you are already there. You are already one. You are already connected. The word is love. The word is love. It's expressing your love. The more love you express, the more love that I expressed, the closer I got. The more love I expressed to others, the more genuine I was with others. The more caring I was to others, the more selfless I was to others, the more love I received. The love I received was enough to keep me going. Actually, it was more than enough to keep me going. I didn't need the material things. I didn't need all of what the world had to offer because I was so rich in that feeling and that knowing that I was loved. Then I can extend that love to others. That was my material thing, if you want to use the expression. That was my filling up. I was so filled with this love, that this love that flowed through me and to me for being genuine, for being a caring being, human. It was enough. It was more than enough. I didn't need anything else. Now, I understand you as humans have wants and desires and things that you want in a material form, which would make your life easier and it would bring more enjoyment to your lives and to give you more fulfillment in your lives. But whatever you receive, whatever you get, whatever you ask for as humans, attach love to it. Do it because you love that. Do it because you know that if you get that, it will expend your love. It will give you an opportunity to show more love. Even if it's a material thing, how does that material thing that you receive expand your soul for you to express more love in your life? Now, some would say that seems to be a contradiction. If I receive a new radio, for example, or a sound system, something, how does that expand my love? It's because what you receive from it and what you put into it, you use that instrument to develop more love. It's if you listen to the music and you appreciate the music and you find you love the music and the music inspires you, then the material thing that you receive expands your love. Let's use an automobile, for example. You receive an automobile, you get a new automobile. How is that an expression? How do you use that for love? Well, you get to travel to places that you love and you want to see, and you get to experience beautiful places on the earth. You get to experience new people. It makes your life easier so that you can use your life more in service to others. So even an automobile or a form of transportation can expand your love. So whatever you get, whatever you receive, whatever you want in your life is about love. Let love be the driving instrument in everything you pursue in your love, and your expressions to others are based on love. Some don't need as many material things, and it's not wrong to have those material things. And some, just because of the nature of their service, what they're offering to others, they need a minimal amount of material things. So don't judge people because they don't want a lot of material things, that they want to live a simple life. They're in service. sometimes being free of material things in certain cases can allow somebody to express more love, to spend more time sharing and giving of love. I'm talking about love a lot, but that's the genuine interest, the energy of all that there is. Everything from the universe, God, is a form of love. Just accept it, use it, feel it, and share it. That's a simple message. Take that love, use it, fill yourself up with it, share it. And then when you ask for material things, things in your life, do it based on love. I gave you examples, and you can find lots of examples how having something in your life can be an expression of love. Okay, thank you for listening. Okay, I'm back. Oh, that was now, whether you believe it or not, that was Mother Teresa. So that's the kind of energy I'm getting into today. That's thought, well, we can talk to your ancestors. They don't have to be famous people, but that was a great message. That was amazing. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I have some callers. I will jump in on the callers in order that you called in, 509, then a 111, then another 111. So let me take the 509. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I am wondering if I can have a message from Jenny Rivera. She was a musician. And
right, I know. Actually, I know who you're talking about because I was listening. I was driving yesterday, and I forgot what it was, NPR or something. They had a whole discussion about her music and how it's – she has a daughter, right?
A few, yeah.
and she talks about her music even being more popular now than it was when she was alive, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I think she was always popular, but she
yeah,
was in
but
her prime when she passed.
Yeah, yeah, and they were putting out more music all the time. Okay, so are you in the music industry?
No, I just like her music, and I loved her show, her TV show.
Okay.
So, and I was recently watching all of that and listening to her music while I do like homework and stuff. So
How fun. Well, let's see if I can get a connection or a message, a quick message for you. Okay.
Yes.
What I hear now, you can tell me if it feels like her, but what I get is that there's hope in my music, that I expressed hope in my music. My music was to not just teach, but uplift and share life stories. Does that sound like her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what she's saying to you is enjoy it and share it. Enjoy it and share it. Share it with others. Share it with others that you know, because that way that message continues on. Be my instrument of sharing my beautiful words and music. Okay. So she's giving you a job, dear, basically. Share it. Share it with others.
Oh, okay.
Just friends, people you know, saying, hey, listen to this. You'll think this is great, okay? Listen to the message. Listen to the words. Listen. And what I'm getting from her is it wasn't even just the words. The music had an energy to it, a feeling to it that touched the heart. And that's what it should do to you. It should touch your heart. Okay?
Does she have like a personal message directed to me maybe? Or, I mean, like that was kind of general.
Well, it was kind of general. You say you're in school still?
Yes.
What are you studying?
Law.
Law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm getting something to the message that what you're studying or what you're doing in the near future, you're going to use in a very positive, and I get the word progressive way, a progressive way. And it feels like it's directed towards women and maybe children, that whatever you're using and studying, that a very progressive or in a meaningful way is to honor the rights of women. That's what I get. Okay? you will have that opportunity.
Perfect.
You will have that opportunity.
Okay, because I'm
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm currently applying to law schools, and it's so scary to know that, you know, I'm going to have to apply, like, to at least 20 so that I can at least get accepted to one or two or a couple, and it's really scary to not know where you're going to be or even if you're capable of achieving that dream.
Okay, so you like this connection with her, and you're connecting with her in the music, and she's trying to tell you that just ask for assistance. Ask for assistance. You will be, the doorway will open to the school that best serves you in your future. The doorway will open to the best school for you in your future. You will get the education you specifically need at the school that will work best for you. So don't worry about where it is. Where you're accepted is meant to be where you're going to be accepted. Does that make sense? Follow me on that?
Yes, as long as I know that I will get accepted.
No, you will.
Like,
you
cool.
will. That's an absolute 100%. 100%. Okay?
Okay.
You're a benefit to society. Okay?
Okay.
So you will be accepted. But and you have to accept the fact that where you will be accepted will be the education you need to foster or further your purpose in life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got it? That's really important to remember that. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you for the message.
And the last comment is keep listening and spreading the message.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, let me finish one more thing right here because she's yelling, you know, getting all this stuff all at once. It's like.
She would.
Women are strong. Stay strong. Women are strong. Stay strong. Okay? Women. I mean, it's just not this energy about women. Women are just like amazing.
Yep.
You know, you as a woman
right.
are amazing. Don't let anybody belittle your womanhood. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it?
Okay. Thank
be,
you.
Be strong. You're a powerful woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're like me is what she's saying. You're like me.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. You take care.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a really powerful energy. Like nobody's ever going to bow me over. Nobody ever would
exactly.
take advantage of me because I'm a powerful
yep.
woman, and so are you.
Yep.
Okay.
And she portrays that in her music too. She empowers women, is what she.
Yeah. Well, that's what
know,
she's trying to get
about.
You to do. That's what she wants you to do.
Okay.
Be well.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.
You too. Bye.
Powerful women. That you know. There's powerful men too. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to put men down here. Am I? Okay. I got a couple other callers. I know we're going to, wow, this is really fun. I'm going to run out of time soon. So let me make sure I get to people. I got a 111 and another 111. So here we go. Hello.
Hi, George. My name is Allison. How are you today?
I'm fine, Allison. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. I have a quick question. I'm going to be applying for grad school within 2 weeks. And
okay, well, you know where I'm going with today's show. I'm talking about ancestors. I'm talking to dead people, right?
Oh,
so whatever a message I get, it's going to be from a dead person, somebody in your family line. And it feels like – I think it's on your – it feels like on your father's side, but it's like – a mother-in-law kind of thing, like a grandfather, mother-in-law, not, you know what I mean? I don't know what I get
mm-hmm.
that. It's slightly off to the side here, like a mother-in-law. I don't know why I get that. It would be like your grandmother's mother.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
oh,
so
wow.
your question is about school, right? Of being accepted?
Yes.
Okay, well, accept the push that you're getting from them, being your ancestors. Accept the push that they're giving you to get through it. Ask for it and accept the push. Do you know what I mean by push?
Okay.
Pushing you through. They're pushing you. They're pushing you to go. They're pushing you to keep going. They're shoving you, basically, to keep going. Okay? So ask for it and accept that push. You're going to get there. Don't waver from the push.
Okay, all right, I'm staying on it. Do you think I'll be able to raise the money that I need? Because I'm halfway there on the money.
Wait a minute. Let's go back here because, you know, when we're talking about, we're talking to see if they will help you. Okay?
Okay.
What they're saying to you is something's going to be handed to you in the future, near future. It's almost like a check or something. Something's being handed to you that will get you over the hump. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I see something handed to you, like they're going to give you something. Somebody's going to give you something that'll get you over the hump. Got it?
Okay. All right.
You got
sounds
it.
Good.
You got
thank
it.
You.
Keep going.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of powerful women out there today. Well, that's kind of cool. A lot of women. Okay. I have one more call. 111 number. And I think we'll do that. Oh, anybody else wants to call in? I think we pretty much... That's fine. I don't know if there's any other famous people. Maybe I'll try and see if I connect with somebody else well-known in the history of mankind. Some, you know, like Socrates or Aristotle or, you know, maybe... Oh, okay. I got one. Okay. Let me see who you want to talk to first, but I got one. Okay. Hello. Hello. Are you there? Ah, I lost you. Ooh, you went away. Okay. Before I get to the last one, I'll come back in a minute, see if you're there. I'm going to do a little mantra one, little thing, and then we'll come back. Eight mantras. We did the one about, okay, the next one is live in the moment. Live in the moment by being present and not race ahead. Now, that's a tough one for most of us, isn't it? What am I going to do tomorrow? Oh, what's going to happen? What? Oh, no. You know, it's like, no, living in the moment, staying present, mindfulness. I can use all those words. Enjoy where you are right now and really get into where you're at right now. Really appreciate where you're at right now. What, how's it feel? What is going on in your life right now? Appreciate every little thing. It's like that expression, stop and smell the roses. What's going on? You get your pets with you. You know, appreciate your pets. Okay, let me finish the article. Enjoy where you are now. Enjoy where you are now. Enjoy the cup of coffee in the morning, the ability to take a walk. Or drive a car. See, those are all appreciation words. So if you're having that cup of coffee in the morning or your cereal or whatever you're having, really focus on that. What does it taste like? What does it feel like? Get into the enjoyment of what you're doing in the moment instead of thinking about 5,000 things that you're going to do later on in the day. If you're having food, right? Appreciate the food. What does the food taste like? What are the textures of the food? Get into the food. Get into the moment. Instead of thinking, well, in 20 minutes, I got to go do this and I got to do that and blah, 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 blah. Really get into the moment is what they're saying. So that's your mantra or your affirmation. I'm going to live in the moment. I'm going to constantly live in the moment. That's a beautiful statement. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to get through the rest of these. Now, I know somebody wanted to talk to me, and I'm going to go back again. And I got about 6 minutes roughly left. Hello? Are you there? You have disappeared. Okay, so we won't do that. But see, okay, I asked if there was a well-known person. And now, you can accept it or believe it or not believe it. And the name I keeps coming back is John Kennedy, the president, former president of the United States. John Kennedy keeps coming up. Okay, so I'm going to give you what I get. And what I'm hearing is through tragedy, I found success. Through difficulty and pain, I found success. I was able to take the pain, the physical pain in my life, and move that energy towards others, where the pain could have overwhelmed me from injuries in my life and from loss in my life, but I didn't allow it. I was able to translate that energy, that pain, into positive action. I was able to take that pain and move through it to help others. Now, if you're facing pain in your life, if you're facing difficulty in your life, if you're facing tribulation in your life, and use it, take that energy, transmute that energy into something positive. When you move past the pain, move past the difficulty, and rise from above it, and take that energy and do something, the pain dissipates. The tragedy dissipates, the loss dissipates, because you're taking all of that energy that you could wallow in. You could feel, oh, how woe is me in that energy. But no, you take it, you move it, you lift it into something positive. You put it into action. You put it into action to help other people. So if you're going through difficulties in your life, you're going through pain, you're going through loss, you're going through tribulations and abuse of some form, take that energy, move it into something positive, move it into helping others so that you can assist them in their lives. That your example of moving from pain to love, from pain to glory, from pain to positive action, that you are able to lift yourself up from that stressful situation and move in a positive direction. You set an example for others. You do things for others. And people become a living example of that. I was a living example of that, where I suffered loss. I suffered pain. I was almost destroyed as a human. But I was able to rise above it and set an example for others that they can do that also. You can go from the depths of personal loss and tragedy, and you can go to the heights of achievement. It's all possible. It's all possible. Just use that example and be that example for others. Thank you for listening. Okay. That was a really cool message, I have to admit. See, that's what I do. That's what I do. Okay, so if there's anybody else, I only have a couple of minutes. I'll be back tomorrow. We can do more of these. And if you've been listening to the show, and you can go to my blog talk page, I'll give you my website, and you can go there. And if you want to actually have a personal reading and connecting with, and we can do that. I still have my special that's listed there. I haven't changed that. So if it's there, you can, my brain's kind of like fried at the moment, and go there. Or if you want to contact me through there or Facebook, and if there's an individual that you find that would be somebody, you know, well-known or ancestor that you think could give you a message that encouraging you in your life, let me know. And we'll try to contact them tomorrow or the next day. This is fun. I'm enjoying myself. So I have a couple more minutes, and I've talked to pretty much everybody who's been on the line. So let me give you one more mantra. I said, live in the moment. Let me give you one more. Leadership. Leadership is a privilege, not a right. Oh, that's good. I've learned that people who forget that you, what you said, people will forget what you did. Okay, I've learned about that. People who forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Isn't that a great idea, that leadership, if you're a leader, it's how you affect people's emotions. It's so important. And that was Maya Angelou who wrote that. So as a leader, for a leader of people, it's their hearts that you're trying to touch, their souls that you're trying to touch to inspire them. A leader inspires, right? Is that kind of the message there? A leader inspires to the next level. I think that's what John Kennedy was trying to tell you too, is that from the ashes, the phoenix can rise, and you can be the phoenix. You can take all the tribulation and problems in your life and rise above them and be amazing people. Okay. Well, this has been fun. I love you guys, and I appreciate the callers, and I'm going to do more of this. This has been a great time. So again, you want an individual session with me, and tap into whoever might have a message for you, you can contact me through the messenger or Facebook. And I have a special right now. So it's 15 minutes for $10, or what is it? 30 minutes for 20. No. Something like that. You can look at it. Look it up. I don't want to misquote myself. Okay, look it up. So, love you guys. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a beautiful evening. Show some love. Bye.